Unit 6, Against the Tide, pages 154 to 155.
Challenges. An unexpected star. Jason McElwain, the author of the book The Game of My Life, was born with autism. He didn't talk until he was 5 years old. He lacked social skills and didn't make friends easily. In high school, he found his love, basketball. But at 5'6", Jason was too short to make the team. In order to stay close to the sport he loved, he became the team manager. It's the team manager's job to take care of the equipment and make sure the players have everything they need, such as towels and water bottles. Jason did his job happily. In February 2006, during Jason's last year of high school, the coach decided to give Jason a chance to actually play in a game. It was the last home game of the season, and there were only 4 minutes left in the game. No one expected much from Jason, and he missed his first two shots. But then, surprisingly, Jason scored from behind the three-point line. Then he did it again, and again, and again. Jason scored 20 points in 4 minutes. The crowd went crazy. At the end of the game, the fans ran excitedly onto the court and lifted Jason proudly onto their shoulders to celebrate his victory. Those amazing 4 minutes were shown on TV all across America, and Jason became famous. He then wrote a book, The Game of My Life, about the struggles and challenges of growing up with autism. Jason has traveled across the United States and uses his fame to raise money for research on autism.
Taking a stand. Rosa Parks got on the city bus and walked past the rows of seats marked Whites Only. African Americans were not allowed to sit in the front of the bus. She found an empty seat just behind the section for white people. A few stops later, there were no more seats at the front of the bus for whites. The bus driver ordered Rosa and three other African Americans to move to the back of the bus so a white man could sit down. Three of them quietly obeyed. Rosa Parks said no and refused to move. She was tired of giving in. The bus driver called the police. Rosa was arrested immediately and put in jail. It was December 1st, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama. At that time, in the South, colored people were not allowed to go to the same schools, play in the same parks, or eat at the same restaurants as white people. Rosa Parks said later that getting arrested was an opportunity for me to take a stand to express the way I felt about being treated in that manner. After Rosa's arrest, the African Americans in Montgomery decided to boycott the buses. They were determined to do something to change the unfair laws. The boycott was a serious threat to the bus companies because most of the passengers were African Americans. The boycott began on the day of Rosa's trial and continued for 381 days. Finally, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that both blacks and whites have the right to sit where they want on the buses. Rosa Parks became a symbol to people everywhere. She was one person who dared to say no to injustice and really made a difference in the world.